So this week I was thinking about the kids or our siblings. And if you look at your kids or your sibling, do you really look anything like them? If you look, think about your sibling, unless you're a twin or something. But as we look at our kids and we see the distinct differences or the similarities that they have, and it's knowing and finding the commonalities as we get older that holds us together as a family. And the laughter and the shared experiences that help shape and explain the world around us. Those things that we fall back on when all we want the world to do is to reclaim the place or the time when it made sense to us. And the key, I think, for that and for this Sunday is when we look at those things, we look for and we see Christ is still at the center of all things. And those commonalities and the differences we share are explained because they build this beautiful picture. And the word for Romans that I was looking at, this Romans 9 through 21, is if you look at it at one angle, it's kind of a really kind of a harsh, could be a harsh text. But when you look at it, the overall picture, you see a unity. A unity from the earlier chapters in Romans. And you see, and you look at it through the lens of Christ. Of Christ's love, of Christ's faith, and the hope that we hold on to. So as we look at the first bit of it, probably like verses 9 through 12, we see about the love. Where Paul is telling the Romans that our love be genuine. That we love one another with mutual affection, with honor, and not to be, as they say, do not lag in zeal, so don't lag in pep, but to serve the Lord with all our heart. And that's the added piece. And then with faith, if we look at the next piece with our faith, the faith that we hold on to when those times are difficult, or when we need that encouraging step to continue on when we feel persecuted, or when we feel like we just can't take another step for whatever reason may be. Because we do get persecuted as Christians. When we think we're doing the right thing and we feel like we're living out our faith and our hope and our peace and our grace, and yet we get shamed for that. So by faith, we walk through those difficult times where we are getting cursed. We're getting just that nastiness that happens in the world. It's by faith when we walk through those circumstances that God is with us, encouraging us to not repay the evil that is being shown to us, but to respond by God's love. To love on those people, no matter what circumstances it comes from. And then with hope, that's how we get through those difficult times, that we know that as Christ is walking beside us, encouraging us, giving us the strength to walk through those circumstances. It's by hope that we have in the Trinity, hope that we have that grace and that grace is given to us. So as we look at Romans and as we look into our own lives, the lens of which we look into those. That we are encouraged to love, to put that love that we've been given into action. By showing love to those who persecute us and what they don't understand that looks different from us. That we can extend God's love to them. And that hope that we have, we can extend to them. And meeting each and every time that we are, our hope is overshadowed, that we can continue with that faith. That we can be what God is calling us to be when it's hard and when it hurts. And to live that out in the circumstances that come around us each and every day. And the other thought, as we go about each and every day, is what we must be prepared to accept. What consequences that we know by doing this action that the world might not understand. And yet going out and living as Christ is calling us to live. To go out into whatever the circumstances may be, speaking out against some injustice that we see, speaking out against the bully in our classrooms or the bully on the street that you might have seen some of them if you ever go down to the Seattle Mariners on the street at Safeco. The ones I call them they almost seem like pushers that are like, repent for the Lord is nigh. And they're cussing and very angry. And that's not who we are. That's not who Christ is to us. Christ is not about anger. Christ is about the love and how we counteract the anger that resides around us. And not to be swayed or turned towards responding with the same prejudice or misunderstanding. But to find the commonalities that we share, much like the commonalities that we have with our siblings that build that bond, that live on continually each generation. Finding that bond that we have as siblings in Christ and holding on to that. That drives us and encourages us each and every year to continue on, knowing that there is no guarantee of success. There's no guarantee of the next day. However, we know by holding on that Christ is with us each and every step of the way. Amen.